Nyberg is from the governor's office. Dave, how are you?
Good morning. I'm actually from Michigan United Conservation Clubs, but thanks for the promotion.
Close enough, I guess, Michigan.
Yeah.
Dave, we're here to talk about House Bill 411. Tell me about it.
Sure. Yeah, this is the legislation that Governor Snyder signed into law this week. It's House Bill 411 is a bill that Michigan United Conservation Clubs worked on to try and increase participation among the general public to perform duties of the Department of Natural Resources. Now, as we know, a lot of state agencies are kind of strapped for cash during a time of budget shortfalls, and especially the DNR, because almost all of their operating expenses come from hunters and anglers and trappers and restricted license revenue and timber sales. So, you know, there's some services that go unperformed when money is tight, and there are plenty of sportsman groups out there that are members of MUCC, for example, and members of Pheasants Forever and Trout Unlimited and other groups that would love to help facilitate some of those jobs that the DNR can't perform, whether it's fish stocking or planting grassland habitat for game birds. They're ready to go, and they're skilled and ready to do so. And there was a law in place that prevented them from doing that, and this bill cures that problem.
I talked to a couple of folks who I know are engaged in the outdoors, and one of them said, you know what, these guys are going to be trying to be DNR cops, if you will. And another one said, why in the world would we want to do other people's jobs? We've got enough on our own hands.
The important piece of this bill is that the department has control over facilitating the volunteers. So it's not like somebody says they're a volunteer for the DNR, they get to strap on a badge and go start and enforce game regulations. That's very far from the truth. Rather, the common scenario that would happen, for example, when the DNR announced 2 years ago that they're closing half of the deer check stations in the state, and there was an uprising among the public, they, you know, well, where am I going to have to drive an extra 40 miles to check my deer? Under this situation, the DNR can appoint volunteers, maybe retired DNR personnel who have done that job in the past, people who just love the outdoors, they want to make sure that the public's getting their services. Members of clubs like MUCC, we have a lot of clubs in our organization that are always clamoring to help with fish stockings and tasks like, you know, planting grassland in state game areas, which is currently going undone in a lot of areas. And that's the type of typical work that would happen under this bill. But the important thing to remember for the general public, it's not like volunteers all of a sudden now carry the authority of the DNR under this legislation.
Is this done in other states?
We did a little bit of research, and yeah, some other states do this. The primary barrier here in Michigan was this used to happen quite frequently. There was no problem utilizing volunteers to perform tasks in the state. But as, you know, the general public, or we start having more problems with lawsuits and liability, and, you know, there was concerns that, well, volunteers are going to replace, you know, union jobs when people are getting laid off. Those are some of the main concerns with the bill, but we were able to draft the bill in a way that those concerns would be addressed. But yeah, other states do this. I mean, I can't list off a list of states for you, but it's kind of common sense public policy.
All right, we'll talk about some of the other duties that we can help with.
You know, anything as simple, if you're not into hunting or fishing, if you just want to help out in greeting and maybe accepting permit licenses for the state parks, if you want to help pick up trash, these are types of duties that typically probably were allowed by certain department personnel that volunteers could help with. I know that Trout Unlimited, they were testifying in committee about this bill. They can't wait to get to work on putting in stream bank restoration in some of the trout streams that could use it in Michigan. There are other clubs of ours that are anxious to get ready to work on planning, you know, fish stockings in the springtime with the DNR. I already mentioned the deer check station issue. The big one, too, with the Michigan Pheasant Restoration Initiative is going to be volunteer help on helping out planning game bird habitat and state game areas and other private lands that are authorized to do so. So these are just kind of a, you know, some of the duties right offhand that the department currently doesn't have full capacity to facilitate to where we'd like them to be. And there are already volunteer groups getting organized to put these together. So, you know, I would encourage people to get in touch with the DNR and ask what they need help with, or if there's a particular task that they're interested in doing, to offer their services. And I'm sure that there will be a protocol here in place very soon now that the bill's been signed into law.
House Bill 4111, Natural Resources, another use of civic of certain volunteers groups to help habitat work on state lands. Sounds like a pretty cool idea. You got much feedback about it?
Yeah, we have. You know, we had, it was really impressive to see all of the groups that came down to just be present to witness the bill get signed. I mean, there's probably upwards to 25, 30 sportsman organizations represented, which is great to see that solidarity. I mean, if you hunt and fish, you know that sportsmen typically don't always agree on everything, but this is something that we could all get together on and say, we need to help improve conservation in Michigan, and this is some way that this is a positive piece of public policy that we can get together on and try and make a positive impact. So very cool. We're getting a lot of good feedback. The DNR obviously supported the bill. They're very enthusiastic about it, and we're very thankful for State Representative Bruce Rendon for sponsoring the bill and all the legislators who supported it, along with the governor as well.
Well, Dave, I wish this bill could help me and my boys catch more fish, but I guess this is going to take more work.
Yeah, you and me both.
All right, Dave Nyberg is with the Michigan Conservation Club. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend.